Colorado lawmakers still have 240 bills awaiting resolution as the legislative session is scheduled to draw to a close midnight Wednesday. The Denver Gazette reports the backlog is worse in the House as lawmakers there have 150 bills remaining on their agenda as of 3 p.m. yesterday. House Republicans have been contributing to the backlog by filibustering, asking for bills to be read at length, and also seeking amendments for some bills to be sent back to committees. To shake the gridlock, House Speaker Alec Garnett told Colorado Politics he has threatened the use of a procedural option, which limits debate on any bill to no more than an hour. If used, the House leadership still faces the problem of having more bills than hours left in the legislative session. As of yesterday, among the major bills or issues facing gridlock are felony charges for possessing fentanyl, including unknowingly possessing the substance, a statewide recycling program, and requirements for reporting and monitoring hazardous air pollutants. Facing pressure from dueling interest groups, Colorado lawmakers quickly passed legislation last week, which aims to ease the burden of higher property taxes by capping tax values for the next 2 years. Officials project the bill will cut property taxes by $700 million during the 2023 and 2024 tax years, with the state absorbing the revenue loss for schools and local governments who are dependent on property tax revenue. Conservative and liberal groups were threatening to pursue a range of ballot initiatives that included asking voters for deeper property tax cuts, caps on property valuations, a new property tax fee for homes worth above $2 million, and blocking revenue loss for schools and local governments. According to the Colorado Sun, negotiations between lawmakers and interest groups reached a climatic and sensitive peak last week when those involved asked for notarized statements or promises before agreeing to back down. Colorado Public Schools, who were added late to the list of institutions using Native American mascots, may get a one-year reprieve from paying fines. KGNU's James Swenson has more.
Tonight, seven schools are in danger of being added to a Senate-passed bill to remove American Indian mascots from Colorado school districts. If they don't agree to change their mascot, each school could face $25,000 in fines each month. David Cruz, superintendent of the Sangre de Cristo School District in Mosca, explains, "If you're going to put us on there this late in the day, give us a little time to make the changes. If the Colorado Commission of Indian Affairs adds any of these Thunderbird schools to this list of offending schools, they would have no more than 2 weeks to come into compliance. This would include the removal and replacements of everything from jerseys to banners and marquees. The bill doesn't include any language to extend the correction window for schools with questionable mascots added after 2021. CCIA Executive Director Catherine Redhorse will lead a May 19th discussion to determine the outcome of these seven schools and decide whether or not and when they should have to pay the fines. "This puts us between a rock and a hard place," says David Cruz. "We're not on the list now, but do we start making changes? If we don't respond now, and we get on there, we won't have a lot of time for compliance." As of May 9th, the Thunderbird mascot schools may have found a way to extend the deadline to fall into compliance an additional year by showing that the schools added to the list after 2021 would have an economic impact to the schools requiring more time to meet regulations. For KGNU, I'm James Swenson.
The Boulder City Council will hold its first reading today on a package of gun control measures, which includes reintroducing the ban on assault weapons. The proposed regulations also set to increase the age to possess a firearm to 21, prohibit open carry across most of Boulder, and impose a 10-day waiting period after a gun dealer starts a background check. According to the Boulder Reporting Lab, city lawmakers are hoping other local governments in the region will pass similar measures at the same time to offset pushback from pro-gun activists. The council's final vote on the gun control package is scheduled for June 7th. Students at Denver's North High School plan on staging a walkout on Friday in response to school district officials not renewing the contract of popular Chicano teacher Tim Hernandez. Hernandez, who grew up on the north side and lives within two blocks of the high school, teaches English language literature with a focus on Latinx writers. Hernandez told 9 News he dedicates his class to inclusion and making sure black and brown kids growing up in the school's gentrified neighborhood can have their voices elevated in the classroom. Denver Public Schools hired Hernandez as a traditional teacher during the 2020-2021 academic year, but for the current school year, only offered him an associate teaching position with a one-year contract. Hernandez said he was told in a brief meeting last week he would not be on staff for the next school year, despite high performance scores, due to interview responses that were deemed unsatisfactory. DPS told 9 News by email that associate positions do not qualify for automatic renewal, and the school district would not discuss the matter in depth as it involves a personnel issue. Hernandez said school officials let him go for retaliatory reasons. Parents and students are lobbying school administrators to keep Hernandez on staff. Today's weather includes sunny skies with highs in the 70s. Winds could gust as high as 16 to 24 miles per hour. There is a fire weather watch in effect today, which means critical fire weather conditions are forecasted to occur. The National Weather Service says the public should stay alert for later forecasts and possible red flag warnings. Tonight, skies will remain mostly clear with lows in the upper 40s, low 50s. The current temperature in Boulder is 45 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.